Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, hi, Threedom everybody. Listeners!
Oh, I was saying hi to... Are you saying hi to everybody?
Saying hi to the Threedom listeners!
Well, what happened to you?
You seem different. Something terrible happened since the last time I spoke to you all!
It's like you're straining to yell.
Oh, I can't yell anymore. It's a terrible accident I had.
Imagine if you had an accident that took away your ability to yell.
I got hit in the throat by a megaphone.
That's ironic.
But now you have megaphone powers, I would think.
That's true. It was a radioactive yell? Megaphone.
Is megaphone like from Marvel?
No. Lauren.
I haven't seen Marvel.
But you know what a megaphone is. You were the captain of the cheerleading team. You had the big thing. You would yell through it. Rah-rah, system bomb.
I was one of the little ones they would throw at the top.
Yeah.
Were you actually in cheerleading?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we've never talked about it on this show.
That would be crazy if I had never brought it up.
Listen, this is not a new episode, so fucking calm down. We are rerunning episodes until we are ready to start our new season, and we're picking some episodes. Well, actually, you're picking some episodes that you'd like to hear again.
You chose this. So if you don't like this episode, it's because you either voted wrong or you didn't vote.
Yes. Your actions have consequences, and this is one of them.
Fuck and around and also find out.
If you would like to vote, if you'd like to fuck around and then find out if what happened as a result of your fucking around, you can go to surveymonkey.com/PVA.
You forgot the R.
Uh-oh. Let me take over. You go to survey. I'm not going to tell you all the HTTP /www. You knew all that part. It's surveymonkey.com/lowercase r/PVNQ6 and capital M Y. And that'll get you right to the survey.
You said M, then capital M. So okay. I need to do it. Actually.
I did.
Okay, go ahead, Scott. Yeah.
All right. So it's surveymonkey.com/lowercase.
Well, let's just be clear. Before that,
R.
You have HTTP.
Oh, colon. Boy. Now
you,
we just.
If you just put it in, it'll be no problem.
I just want it to be known what's before it.
Okay.
Just so you know, you don't have to put this in, it'll automatically do it. But know that there is an HTTP colon and then 2/ then 3 W's and a dot.
Paul, yeah. Your hat is a baseball cap with a question mark on it. Is this supposed to be like we have to guess what team you're into?
Yes, I play for the Seattle Riddlers.
Edward Nigmas.
Hi, I'm Edward Nigma of the Seattle Riddlers.
Tell us the link, Scott.
Look, it's SurveyMonkey.
Monkey! It's
SurveyMonkey!
SurveyMonkey.com.
Right, now to Paul.
Now I have to do it. Okay, so you've heard about the HTTP and the colon. You've heard about the 2/, you've heard about the 3 W's and the dot. Here's all you need to know. You can just put this part
You've
in.
Heard about the fool on the hill.
SurveyMonkey.
The walrus was Paul.
.com/lowercase r/PVNQ6 M and uppercase Y. Now, what does that stand for? Why is it so difficult? Well, here's how you remember it. The P stands for party.
The V stands for
victory.
The N stands for no new stories.
The Q stands for QAnon.
The 6 stands for the number 6, that is the age you are when you're 6.
And the MY stands for my podcast.
And that's how you should think of this, as your podcast.
And now I've never clicked this link, and I'm curious what happens when I do.
I think it's like a scary face comes out, right?
Also, Rick Astley jumps out of your computer and sings Never Gonna Give You Up live to you.
But he's this big. He's so small.
Well, that's how big he is in real life.
I would absolutely do that. I would click on that if that happened. If a little tiny Rick Astley. Would it be a hologram or would it be him?
It's him.
Ooh.
But what if, okay, what if you clicked on it and somebody else clicked on it like a half a second later? Does he get sucked back into the computer?
He's in multiple like timelines at the same
time.
He's
like Santa Claus where anytime Rick Astley rickrolls, but he can be in several places at once. But only on Christmas Eve.
So go to Christmas Eve and then click on the link.
And you'll see Rickroll.
This all made sense. Anyway, enjoy this classic episode of Threedom.
Or don't.
I like the ending of this one.
Hey, welcome to Threedom. Oh, yeah. Welcome. We're here. Scott here.
Lauren
Paul here.
We're doing it.
We're having sex with each other.
Doing it well. Are you my lover? You wear a rubber?
Do you wear a rubber? What is that song?
It's Doing It by LL Cool J.
Oh.
Are you my lover? You wear a rubber?
That's from that.
He says that?
One of them says it. No,
sex?
I think, no, the girls, I forget his duetter.
Only gay people wear rubbers.
Well, the woman's not going to wear it.
That's a good point.
But that's what she was talking
about.
What
about the female condom that every female loves?
The female condom.
What about the female condom?
You wear a female condom?
Simply.
Are you my
lover?
You wear a female condom? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Lauren is...
I was 20 minutes late.
Oh, that's true. That's also true.
But I had plenty of time to get warmed up in the car.
That's right. Were you doing your vocal exercises?
I was listening to music.
What were you listening to?
On the way here, I decided to do a 2000s throwback.
Hmm.
And I listened to...
You realize we're in the 2000s right now.
Early 2000s. Ever heard of it? And I put in some Guster and some Postal Service. It was a real throwback.
Which Postal Service?
Such Great Heights. I was putting... But see, I ended up playing some weird EP that was all covers. And it was enjoyable. But I put on Guster, which I haven't listened to since... I don't know, probably at least 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just so crazy, that feeling when you just start, like, immediately know all the words to a song that you haven't heard in a million years. It's
right.
Just
such let's a just weird. Do them right now.
It's rocks in the treetops all day long.
That's me.
Do you need
Lauren, your voice?
Do you need a start?
Yeah, I do.
Do you need a trigger? Okay.
I need a trigger.
The
sun will come. I still know all the words to that.
It's crazy. I haven't heard it since I was a kid. I know every single word.
I've listened to that song in 10 years.
I put on the first song of this Guster album, and I just was so surprised. Do you know Guster at all? Do you care about Guster?
I have a few of their songs. Oh, yeah.
Boom. Shevin's into it.
It's very...
Gusting like a Guster does. Gusting
like a Guster does.
Do you like the Jayhawks?
Not really.
Well, I just
don't know them all that much.
Guster reminds me of the Jayhawks.
What was going on in your life 10 years ago? The Guster and the Jayhawks?
Yeah.
You know,
what happened to you?
I was 22.
Okay.
Was in
drinking a lot.
In college. I liked Guster in high school.
What did you drink when you were in college?
Like alcohol?
Yeah.
No,
just anything.
Beer.
Water. Right.
Vodka soda. Vodka cranberry. Sorry, vodka cranberry.
Oh, just like a real Sex and the City.
They didn't do that.
Didn't they? I thought they drank Cosmos all the time.
Is that what vodka cranberry?
Yeah, isn't it?
No.
Wait, what's a Cosmo?
There's more ingredients in a Cosmo. Cosmo is like a type of martini.
What did you drink in college?
What's in a Cosmo, Shevin?
I drank, I started on beer. I didn't drink,
I did beer.
I didn't drink until after high school. And then I started with, I drank a lot of beer. I smoked. Did you ever smoke?
Cigs?
Yeah.
Nah. I smoked cloves for like a second.
Oh, yeah. So those really smell so good. Oh.
Did you ever try cigarettes, Scott?
I think I've smoked one or two in my life. Not to actually do it, but just to, for like, I don't know, if I'm in a part or something like that.
For a role.
For a role, yeah, yes. Some, yes. And everyone always.
You were playing like a hard-boiled private detective.
Everyone always, whenever I would smoke, would say, oh, you don't smoke because I was holding it wrong or something?
Yeah.
What is. I don't even know how one holds.
That's also lame to like you're doing this bad thing wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, who cares?
You're not doing it the cool way.
You could offer help rather than say, you know, clearly you're bad at what you're doing.
Oh, I get it. You don't smoke.
Yeah.
Like, what is the, you just put it between your two, your licking pussy fingers, right?
So fingers one and two are licking pussy fingers. Third is the one that goes down during a shocker. And the fifth is shocker.
And
I had a conversation about cocaine the other day.
Okay.
And I was talking, I had heard a little gossipy story about someone I knew who was doing a bunch of cocaine. And I was like, oh, it's so gross. And I was telling this other person, oh, it's really just disappointing to me that this person was doing all this cocaine.
Because you see it as weakness?
I just think it's gross to do cocaine. And then this person that I was talking to made me feel like I was like a square for that. Like he was just like, oh, it's so fun. And I was like, no, I don't like that. And I don't think it's cool to do that.
And I'm not fun, and it's not cool.
But I'm not like against all drugs or something. But the idea of like doing coke in a restaurant or something like bums me out.
I totally agree about cocaine. It is. I'm not a Puritan about drugs at all. And I've done various drugs. But cocaine was one that never interested me. First of all, the idea of snorting something seemed
that's part of what it really is.
I'd rather inject.
Yeah. But
I would
much rather put a needle in my eyeball. But also, anytime I'd ever been around anyone on coke, they always seemed like such assholes.
Yeah. Right.
It didn't seem fun. And it seemed like, it seemed like it was a thing that a high for a type of person that I didn't want to be.
I think that's how I feel about it too. Like, cause everyone I know a lot of people who I'm friends with who've done it where I'm like, that's not like part of their identity. But people I know who do it a lot, I typically think are assholes.
Yeah.
I also
have a theory about cocaine in terms of artistry that I think it's a drug that that people can't come back from. When, like, creative people,
when it's part of their creative,
it seems
process.
Like it shears off something in your brain because I think people can come back from booze, like they can come back from heroin and still be creative. But people that were like hardcore coke heads, and it's usually like music people, they seem to have lost something when they recover.
That's interesting. Like, who?
I'm an interesting guy. Well, I wish I could think of five examples now.
Anyone who's done cocaine in music?
What do you think about it?
I've never done it. I think because Paul, you and I maybe grew up in the 80s when there was so, like, everything, every sitcom, every movie had a big lesson about cocaine. You know,
see, it feels like shows now are doing it as if it's cool.
Really?
Like, coke is like a go-to, like, move, like, to kind of up the stakes of a situation.
That's interesting. I mean, every single movie had something like, you know, Bright Lights, Big City, Less Than Zero.
Yes,
like, the fall. From like the first time is like all fun, and then within minutes they're addicted and they can't, you know. So I was always very surprised when, you know, I was 18, I was hanging out with my friends, and my friend disappeared into the bathroom, and he came out. I was like, oh, I did coke. And I was always just surprised by that. Like, how can you do coke? Because that's going to lead you to always doing coke.
Yeah, right.
You know, so I have friends now who talk about it, who go, sometimes I'll do a little coke, and it'll be like,
it's just
so strange to me. It's very surprising. Like, you're addicted to coke now.
Yeah,
right?
You like to do that regularly? That seems to be a problem.
A friend of mine told me this story years ago that he was at some club
And there was this table of Persian businessmen, these young guys, and they were all like dressed to the nines, and they had all these people around their table, and this is like, I guess, the dawn of bottle service or whatever.
Oh, I loved that year.
I want that every time I go out.
They should make a movie about the dawn of bottle service, and it should have apes in it. And so this my friend's female friend was standing near this table. And one of the guys turned to her and held out this little pipe and went, crack.
Crack.
Like,
ladies, so may I interest you in
such a genteel crack offer?
Crack. Oh, God, crack.
Scary.
I know, we probably sound like squares, though, to people who are like, oh, no, I do, you know, maybe like, you know, once a year, twice a year, I'll do coke.
Yeah, that's actually what my friend said. He was like, I do it at the summer and then do it in Christmas time. Or whatever. Like,
what? Summer
like
and Christmas?
New Year's in summer or whatever, like twice a year.
Fourth of July and Christmas.
But I was like, I'm not lame for not liking that. Like, I don't know. I feel like I let enough things slide in the world right that I think are fine and cool and like everyone can do whatever they want.
Abortions.
But, like, but I think it's when I think about people I know well, it makes me feel like bummed out that they want to do that. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like
There was one friend of mine.
Alcohol
that,
enough? There's weed. Right.
There's so many things. There's so many things. I had a friend. One guy almost sold me on it, who was somebody that I trusted, and it was not like a cokehead, but it was like somebody who had done it like a few times over the course of his life. He never went through like a cokey period, but every once in a while had done it and enjoyed it, and he was like, it's actually a lot of fun, and we should. I think it would be fun.
We should all do it.
No, he said we should. Let's like do it some night. You know, we'll get some and we'll do it. And we never did it.
Yeah.
But he was
all right.
The
let's
only
all get
that,
some and do
fine,
it.
Fine. Let's do it on air and let's we'll see why it's so good.
God. Oh God!
If we do it, we would have to record. Yeah.
Oh God! I had a friend who was. Who I think is still into drugs.
Now I want to do it.
Oh, God.
Because what a nightmare that recording will be and how horrible
how
to listen back
it
to
would
it.
Be.
So embarrassing.
I had a friend who was into drugs who, I was just talking about drugs, like everything makes me sleepy.
Yeah.
I can't, alcohol, pot, every drug just makes me sleepy. I would just want to sleep. So I was like, oh, man, I wish there was something.
Well, you picked two sleepy drugs right there.
Yeah, I know. But I was just like, I would like to get high or whatever, maybe, but although the last time I got high, man, it was like 3 months ago or something.
You put a baby in the microwave.
You're wild. We gotta do a PSA about you.
No, I just had.
We gotta do a PSA about you.
I had too much pot and I just was like, well, I don't like being high. I'm going to go to sleep. And then I couldn't go to sleep and I was like, bugging out of my mind. I don't know. I just don't like it. But I was sort of to my friend, I was saying, oh, you know, I wish there was something where I was like, oh, I could stay awake and have fun. And he was like, try liquid heroin.
Oh, my God.
Like, what?
I don't think so.
Liquid like, heroin.
Have coffee.
Coffee.
Try that. That'll keep you awake.
A little espresso.
A little something from the That's nature.
The coffee I make, I call it liquid heroin.
Liquid crack.
Liquid crack.
Liquid crack.
Do, 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 do. Liquid crack.
I just want to state again that I'm not lame. And everyone.
I think people think
this.
We're lame.
For the record,
sure.
I'm cool.
I'm lame for other things.
I don't know.
I'm not lame for that.
Although I do wonder if, like, there are people who are really into drugs listening to podcasts. I don't know if that intersects.
I don't think there's a
oh,
huge
Oh, it for sure
drug.
Does.
Does no, it really?
Cokeheads?
Yes.
Okay, write coke to heads. Us. Write to us about your coke.
Let us know the cokiest podcast that you listen to.
I wonder.
I love to do coke and listen to this show.
What would it be those Pod Save America guys or something? I'm going to get involved.
If you do love doing coke and you love doing coke and then turning on this show, I'm sorry that we killed your buzz the last 10 minutes.
Sorry about that.
Talking about how lame you are.
Hey, if we killed your buzz with that conversation, get better coke.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
Popeye?
Hello. Olevsk.
I think another element of it, just to kind of add to my reasoning, is it's hearing about people who I know didn't do that.
Who's this person?
I'm not talking about them. But I'm saying didn't do it really before, and now we're doing it a lot. Where I go,
right?
Like, oh,
it's always weird when someone's in their 40s or something, and they're like, "Oh, I'm into coke now."
Yeah, it just feels like do that.
from when you're 20 on, or don't bring it into the picture.
Yeah, or if you have some job like you're on SNL.
Do you know what?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, have fun.
You have to stay up all night for no reason. Yeah.
I had somebody give me a hard time about taking ecstasy back when it was called ecstasy. Like in Molly or MDMA. Okay. Right. I was in my 30s the first time I had tried it, because it was not – I think when I was in – high school, it was not a thing. And if it was, it was like the very beginning of
it. I never really heard about it. Although there were some raves in like 88 that I went to that I bet people were taking. I think maybe.
I would say people like 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Probably that was when you would be doing that in high school.
Right.
And it was very popular. And
right.
So I was telling this story, and the story was not about the first time I tried this drug. The story was about me on this drug. And this person who's a friend of mine, and I'm not going to say their name. This is a person who does not do – who's a straight-edge person.
Can we guess?
Doesn't do – no.
Jesus.
Not on air. Not on mic.
Not on mic.
My friend Jesus.
He was telling you.
He drinks a little wine every once in a while.
Sure. Used to be water. But hey, what the hell?
This person – kept saying, wait, in your 30s? And I was like, yeah. And so anyway, he's like, whoa. Why would you – it seems like – that seems really like weird. Like you would have done that when you were younger. Yeah. Well, it was like –
She
was older than you or younger
than you? No, younger than me. And wouldn't let it go
woman,
to the point
she's
where –
straight edge.
It was like, okay, now you're starting to insult me.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Where it's like, that is ridiculous that you did that.
That said – in my story, I'm probably only talking about one person who shouldn't do coke.
Is it me?
It just devolves. Is it me? No, I'm just saying.
Is it me?
It all started from my feeling about...
What if it wasn't me?
The sequel to It Wasn't Me is it me?
Is it me?
What if...
I have parties.
We do a different interpretation of that song, and he's relieved to find out that it wasn't him.
Was it me?
It wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't me.
What was it? Did you find me in the bathroom? It wasn't me.
Was it me?
Banging on the bathroom floor.
Banging on the bathroom floor.
They were both buck naked.
My mom was a teacher for many years, and her...
An educator.
Yes, and her... one year, they had a talent show at her school, and some students... It was like K-8, so I don't know like how old they were, but they did...
So dogs?
They performed that song. K-9. They performed It Wasn't Me.
What?
Oh, wow.
What?
I don't know if it was like Kids Bop version where it was like changed.
Where they changed certain lyrics.
Yeah.
But let me say this. I understand Kids Bop. I get it. Certain songs.
Just don't.
Don't do it.
I heard Kids Bop Dua Lipa the other day, If You're Under Him, and they were just saying it.
What?
They were just saying it just
no.
Like, yes. Yes.
Shevin, look it up, Shevin. Look it up.
Look it up, Shevin.
Look there, it up.
In the, there was a lip sync in our high school lip syncs. Which I used to take part in every year. For
well, this
some
doesn't
reason.
Seem unusual.
Oh, is that the one where you sang? You said Paul or John is or who's dead?
Oh yeah, you had your little
little
patter about
that.
That
was in eighth grade before I got to high school. That was the first time I ever did one.
Okay.
That was in class. But
spanking rescinded.
There were lip syncs every year, like a big lip sync competition every year.
God. And watching kids lip sync is brutal.
The reason I was going to
they suck at it.
Yeah.
The reason I was going to talk about it is because three of the like popular girls did Vanity 6 Nasty Girl, and they all dressed in lingerie.
And, oh my God.
And they did the whole thing of like, I need 7 inches, like all that kind of stuff.
Jesus.
And
you still think about that.
Fuck yeah. No, it made them change the rules of the lip sync where then you had to do it for a teacher before you went on stage.
So someone wanted a private show.
Yes, exactly.
Or next time, like, you do that just for me, and then you do it on stage.
What a creep.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It must have been quite a scandal.
It was awesome. Scandalous.
It was scandalous.
No, but I do, there was the one year my friend Josh did Devo's Are We Not Men? We're Devo. Mm-hmm. And he did an incredible tableau of... He had like 15 people on stage. He was playing a professor, and he was at a blackboard with
lab coat?
Lab coat.
Great.
DEVO.
Mortarboard?
No mortarboard.
Stick?
Stick, definitely stick.
Pince-nez with the long ribbon.
I think he might have had one of those.
Yeah,
I
hope so.
But there was like
that's the glasses that don't have the arms. Like Teddy Roosevelt wore, okay.
There was a woman in like a cocoon thing that he was watering who suddenly, it was incredible. He did this incredible scene with people dancing. It was like, you know, choreography. Mm. It was amazing. I was blown away by it. I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
To this day.
And then
hasn't seen it.
He lost, and the high school football team who lip synced to Super Bowl Shuffle won instead.
Oh my God.
And all they did was they were in a line and they just...
Honestly?
They probably recreated it perfectly.
I was going to say, yeah. That's exactly what it was. I think I prefer the second, the team doing that.
Now, really? What if... What
but you're
if,
from Chicago.
Yeah, I love the Bears.
What if he had had lingerie on under his lap coat?
No,
and
that.
Then at the end it was like, ta-da.
And he was like...
Look at this. Was Shevin supposed to look something up?
Yeah. Let me tell you something about Shevin. Give us your detailed report first.
Yeah.
Of all.
Whatever
it was, we asked you to look up.
Okay. A Cosmo has all the way back.
I don't even
so
know.
Long ago.
Oh my God! I didn't know what he was talking about.
I don't know how to say it.
Cointreau,
cranberry juice, fresh lime juice, and vodka. Okay, and so the lime. I mean, the lime would be in there.
It's pretty
okay.
close to.
Pretty close.
It.
What was the Kidz Bop
vodka
song?
Cream.
Kidz Bop was Dua Lipa.
New Rules.
New Rules. Yeah.
Vodka cran would also be on the rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. This is the Kidz Bop version.
Oh my God! The channel's going back and forth.
Sorry. What?
This is the filth version.
Let's just listen to it.
What are you doing right now? Explain yourself. Don't just go,
Drunk and alone.
Kevin, simply understand yourself.
Simply understand yourself.
He's so dumb, he can't simply understand himself.
What is this?
The Kidz Bop New Rules version.
Oh my God. When? Don't pick up the phone. Your mom's going to make you clean your room. Making myself
crazy. Are these kids singing or is it adults trying to sound like kids?
This sounds like adults. No, it sounds like kids.
It does sound like a kid.
Too many times. My love, he makes you feel like nobody else. No, that's weird.
I can't tell.
I think it's kids.
I tell myself.
Sad and alone.
Gotta suck that dick. What?
It was drunk and alone.
Oh, right.
You're gonna meet up with your friends in the morning. You're gonna wake up in his bed again. You're gonna meet up with your friends.
Wait, but we missed the part that...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Rewind a little bit.
The video is
incredible.
I didn't realize there was video and it's a bunch of kids.
Why are you just turning around the video now?
It was quite a reveal. It was well done.
Oh, this is a dude. If you're there with him. Okay.
I like that it's multiple kids all lip syncing to the same voice.
And
like they're
like
taking
the
turns.
Kids, the kids are wearing the brightest clothes and jumping around in like a candy looking room.
Yeah. Why?
And singing about a fucked up relationship.
Yeah. Why are kids bad singers?
They're,
you know,
well, let me tell you.
You know
something.
What I mean? Like most kids are like, they can't.
Because they barely know how to like move their body.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're new.
Here's what I was thinking about the other day. I was watching something and they had a kids like, you know, Catholic choir or whatever where they were doing
was it church?
Yeah, it was church. I was watching this thing called church.
I was watching church. I walked in this building and started watching something.
I watched church the other day.
I watched church.
No, but remember how kids, like little boys, used to be such amazing singers. They would cut their balls off so they could
sing. The eunuchs!
Yes, the castrati.
Like, oh, yes.
But how did they convince them to do it?
They were eunuchs.
There were eunuchs.
No balls equals eunuch. I just...
No balls equals eunuch.
Had this whole... I just listened to Totally Lame where they were talking about castration. Mm-hmm. And the two women on it thought that castrating was chopping off the dick. And I was like, wait, I think I do too. And
I thought that when I was younger.
It's now... Yeah. It's always...
I thought it was everything
yeah.
when I was younger. Yeah. It's always the balls.
And chemical castration is just... They pour acid on your balls?
And they shrivel up and scream.
No, but how would they convince these little boys like, hey, you got a good thing going here. Let me just cut your balls off.
That makes me ill.
It's nice that you think they talked them into it.
They would just do it. What would they do? They would, like, in the middle of the night?
Well, I mean, like,
just snip.
In the middle of the night.
I cut off this little boy's
also
ball.
Also, on Totally Lame, they were talking about the moil who gave the baby herpes.
Oh.
And the baby
ouch.
Died.
Oh, God.
From the herpes. What?
Let me ask you, why are you talking about that now?
Yeah.
We're trying to have fun.
Honestly, I didn't remember the death part until I started talking.
In the middle of your sentence.
I was really
You remember the baby died.
The herpes part is interesting. And then I was like, oh, yeah, then that happened. Okay.
I better say it.
Well, I knew it was going to get there, so.
Ouch. Anything else, Shevin, that you had that was outstanding?
No, I have Shaggy queued up.
Kids Bop Shaggy?
You have Shaggy queued up?
Play it.
Zoinks.
All right. May as well. All right. We need to go to a break. We have Shaggy queued up. We may as well. We'll be right back with more freedom. Yeah, this dance. Never admit to a word where she say, I need to claim my
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back!
Uh-oh!
Now,
Can I cut your balls off?
Because you're a really
You got a really good thing going right now, Paul.
Do you think anything would change? Like, would I be able to say? Would I have
like in your personal life?
Well, that. Yeah. Do you think? Like,
probably not.
How do I explain this to my wife?
You would change. Just like your soul would change from that.
Yeah.
Having
your personality
whack your balls off as an adult?
I don't know. I don't think it would be that
not
different.
Not from like a disease, but like just because someone was like, hey.
From a disease. Wait. Now this is unpleasant.
I feel like it wouldn't be as. Wouldn't be as soul crushing if someone just came up. If someone came up to you and was like, "I'm gonna chop your balls off," and they did,
You
would never be the same. Is my point. Your life would change way.
If I allowed them to, if I said, "Okay, go ahead,"
well, it's not up to you at that point.
Someone said, "I want to chop your balls off, and I want you not to want it."
Why can't I take control of the situation? If someone comes up to me and says,
hey, "You have agency
I'm gonna
over
chop your
own
balls
body.
Off," and I say, "You know what? Good, go right ahead." Now, I have some unpleasant news.
Okay, what do you got?
We had an episode of this show.
Mm-hmm. No, what?
Where someone was unjustly spanked.
Oh, boy.
And I feel that there must be consequences.
Yes.
Turn that off.
It was you, Shevin.
It was you. Don't try the Shaggy defense here. Now we have to convene a tribunal.
So here's what it is. Okay, is the punishment?
Let's talk about it. I was spanked for telling a story that I told on a different podcast, and the person who spanked me heard it on the other podcast and said that I'd already told it, and he spanked me.
And that person was Shevin.
Was Shevin.
And so there are a few options that lay before us. We could spank Shevin to even it out.
But I don't want to do that.
That's a power imbalance. No. It's weird.
It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel
right. I think I'm the only one who could get away with it. But I don't. Yeah. I don't want to do it. So
you want to get away with it?
I'm saying you want to do it and get away with it. By that, probably. But I'd okay. probably be able to get away with it because okay. I'm cute.
All right.
The other option is you get a reverse spanking from Shevin wherein he puts that? The pen on your ass first and then removes it.
You just wanted to put a pen up my ass. No.
Not up your ass, on it. On it.
On the butthole?
He lays it against your ass.
He starts
and then
with it on and goes whoop.
Quickly, like whips it away.
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
What's the other thing
that
the could
fun
happen?
Part of that is that we can make it a boomerang and it could look like you're getting spanked.
No, well, but then just boomerang him actually spanking
that
me.
Muddies the waters.
Okay, third option. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants now. Oh boy. Like Hamilton.
I'm sorry, what?
Hamilton flies by the seat of his
penniless pants? He's flying by the seat of his pants.
Oh,
handsome
right.
boy, does he know it?
It takes peach. It takes some balls, uncut off balls, to write a musical where someone calls you handsome.
Mm. Yeah.
Although you could say I'm merely playing the role of someone handsome.
Well, Hamilton was hot.
Oh, he was a
he
piece.
Had three.
He was a hot
women piece. After him at the same time.
Do you know what? According to the $10 bill, he's actually a handsome guy.
Is he really?
Let's yeah. prove it.
Let's prove
okay,
it.
But at the same time,
give me $10.
Just give me $10.
He's okay, got great eyes.
We need a third piercing option. Eyes.
Yeah, we need a third.
Well, I thought you had one.
No,
I
thought we discussed one.
I said I was flying by the seat of my pants.
Oh, that's true.
I thought we discussed one the other
day. Oh, wait, what was the other one?
The other one was, look it up in our text chain.
Whoa,
oh,
Hamilton
that's right.
was
yeah,
bae.
Kevin, we discussed
Was he really?
He Hamilton was
bae. He was bae?
Hashtag well, Hamilton was bae.
I have news for you. Hamilton was bae.
Hamilton, literally, really hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Never really looked at a $10 bill. Gonna
never looked at a $10 bill?
Not, you never not, jerked off to money?
You've only looked at
I
like...
I only get hundreds, babe. I jerk off to coins.
Coin slot.
Cha-ching. Okay, wait. What was
that's
our,
a special
like a little piggy bank.
What was that? Oh, God.
Coin slot.
Put that in my piggy bank.
Put that coin in my piggy bank.
Where did we text so much, you guys.
Put that
yeah,
coin
yeah, yeah. Okay, so we
oh,
were...
Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, so it could be... My suggestion was you have to kiss our rings.
That's right.
Paul, you suggested he has to say or do something embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Mm, he has to tell
oh,
a story.
Oh, and then I said he needs to squat against the wall and say, me love spanking mommy.
Okay, that's pretty good. We should film that.
Oh, and then we decided he should sing Hard to Say I'm Sorry by Chicago, and then I thought he should sing I'm Sorry by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I sent you, and you were like, what is Hard to Say I'm Sorry? And I sent you a video trying to get you to open it.
And it was, and it was never going to give you up. I'll never be Rickrolled again. Everyone online.
I was like, here's a video that explains this.
I feel like people online were shocked that I'd never been Rickrolled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, well, so what do we decide?
Kevin, can you sing? Can you sing at all? Can you carry a tune?
Not well.
Okay.
Can you sing badly?
Yes.
Do you sing badly?
Yes. I knew you were going to correct me.
I think
said badly, and I was like, he's going to say poorly.
Maybe
just say poorly next time, my dear girl.
I think to make him sing something as well as he possibly can.
While he squats in a corner.
While he squats in a corner.
I think he should sing Dua Lipa.
He should sing Dua Lipa.
He should sing it along
Does
with
Does that
kids
require about. Singing?
Enough.
Bring up the lyrics. Play the Kids Bop version. Sing it and dance. And we will tape it.
Why don't
and we'll
we get,
put it
I,
out?
I think we should get a karaoke version so he doesn't have a guide vocal.
I think he
I've
needs
never
a guide
heard
vocal.
This song,
he needs a guide vocal.
You don't know this
just
song?
Just sing okay. it. You know it. Just sing it along with it. No, Lauren will tape it.
Just sing it along with it.
Sing it along with it. Stand up. Sing well, it along with it.
Stand up. Squat. Sing it along with it.
Stand up. Squat. Sing it along with it.
And then between okay. lyrics, you have to say, me like spanking mommy.
All right. Go. Go. Go, 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 go.
My love.
Don't do fake bad singing. You have to sing as well
sing as well as you can.
My love.
Dance.
Tell myself. He's just repeating it after.
Go.
Pick up the phone. Sad and alone.
You have to squat against the wall. Say, me love spanking
mommy. Squat, squat.
Me love spanking. Sorry. Me love spanking mommy.
He's liking this too much. It's not a punishment.
He likes it.
He likes it.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
He likes the attention. All right, this is a fart. All right, take it.
This is not a proper punishment.
I did think it was funny, but it didn't really achieve
it. He's not embarrassed enough.
I feel like this weirdo is unpunishable. That's the problem. Yeah. I feel like anything we throw at him, he's like, I like this.
Can I bring up something from a previous episode?
Yeah, we should.
I just want to say that I was vindicated.
You're vindicated.
I was vindicated. So many people have written that carrots are good on sandwiches. I want to thank everyone. I was vindicated. Everyone loves carrots on sandwiches. And I was right. You guys were wrong. Thank you so much. The public has spoken, and I'm in the right. And thank you very much for backing me up.
All they said was banh mi over and over again.
No, a lot of people were talking about.
Just you wait. Another Hamilton.
Just you wait.
When we were talking about sandwiches. We were talking about American regular sandwiches.
We were talking about American, you.
Oh!
Scott, yes, we were, and you know it.
just regular stuff, but I know what you mean. You
a turkey sandwich or something. We weren't talking about.
But a lot of people have written and said, yeah, they're good on sandwiches, so thank you so much. I really appreciate
a lot
the
of people
support
also
of all
wrote
of our
and
fans.
Said that's insane.
No, yeah.
So
I don't see those.
I felt justified by a lot of people.
The preponderance
who said,
of people.
The cast of Justified wrote and said, that's nuts.
And that is hashtag Justified.
No, thank you so much to everyone out there for saying that I was right.
But
really
I love the idea. This is my favorite thing when this happens. We were saying the discussion starts as that's not a regular thing that you put on sandwiches. Then it becomes people saying, the banh mi, as if we said there is no sandwich that involves carrots.
Right.
It's more common in England, I will admit. And then someone was saying that in another country that all Subways have carrots.
Australia, I believe.
Australia, yes. So anyway, thank you so much to the citizens of the world
who
back me up.
We're from here.
Yeah, and we'll die here.
You think so?
In 2 weeks.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Hmm? I feel like I could die anywhere.
Really?
Really?
You'd be okay if you died in another country and your family had to bring your body back.
I don't want to because I would be like,
your family
lost.
Would have to like bring your, like fly your body home.
I don't want that to happen, but I'm saying.
Like you're hiking in Australia.
I'll never do that.
Yeah, you'll never do that. Like we barely walked around Sydney.
We really did.
Oh, that first day.
I really enjoyed Australia.
I did too. I was remembering that first day we walked around and I realized I'm wearing the wrong shoes because it fucked up my feet and my legs.
Oh, God.
We walked around for hours.
Yeah, we did.
I think we couldn't check into the hotel or something.
Yeah, we went to see the opera house.
And yeah.
I was talking about traveling the other day with someone who's traveled a bit for tours. Who has a show here and
Bono?
Mick Jagger?
It was Bono. No, but I was saying that every place just seems like shittier LA. That you go to, doesn't it? Other than New York. New York
I
is different.
I don't think that's
disagree.
True.
Sydney seemed like shittier LA.
Wow.
Sydney was like shitty Toronto.
Yeah.
And that's something. No, I don't know. Well, like there was when we went to the when we ate with Hanford by the beach. That was
cool.
That was very cool. But like
Bondi Beach, what do you call it?
Yeah, but just walking around Sydney to me was like, yeah, I've been in a city. I don't know. When you're on tour, it's kind of like, yeah, I live in a city.
We had no time. It's very different than when you're traveling somewhere and you like
you get to stay there for multiple
days. You have
days
where you explore and go to all the cool things.
I think it is very hard to get the flavor of a city in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it was bad.
Imagine if you were.
I've been there before. Sydney's great.
Imagine if you're from Australia and then you come here and you're on tour and for some reason you're only in Van Nuys and then you're like LA sucks.
But we were in Sydney.
I know, but we only saw a little part of it.
The Van Nuys of Australia.
No, I do. Whenever people come out here to LA and they plan whatever they're going to do around these touristy things like Rodeo Drive or whatever, I always feel very sorry for them.
I know, but there is part of it where it's like you kind of have to see that and like get it.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be because like, you can't just walk around Silver Lake and be like, I get it. Like it's like you should. LA is such a sprawling, ridiculous city that like you might as well do a bus tour or do something where you can see a lot of it I don't know. I don't think that's the worst thing ever.
I will also say anyone who thinks that they need to see Rodeo Drive when they come here, you absolutely don't.
You definitely don't, it's but so you can drive small. Past
it's
it.
So small, yeah. You drive can drive past it and wave
it. Yes, but it's like you go, it's such a hike from
well,
wherever
every
you
city
are, probably.
Has that, where it's just like yeah. a bunch of fancy stores. Like, it's yeah. not that interesting.
I can't imagine yeah. being on one of those TMZ buses. Those
no.
That's all be, I can think about.
It would be horrible, but I just feel
although
like,
I've said that, and then we were on that double-decker bus in England. It was great.
We rode a double. No, I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there. But Kulop and I took it around England, and I was like, "Oh wow, this really makes me figure out the layout of England."
Transportation, though.
No, it was a tour one. It was a tour one. And then I told Mike Canford about it, and he took it and said it was great. So I don't know. Well, so that, maybe
it depends on the tour. I don't think TMZ tour is going to be the best one. They're going to be like, "This is where the bums. They had those bum fights." And
you think that's what? This is the famous alley where they had those bum fights.
I just think TMZ is not the most reputable.
There was a guy who occasionally would show up outside of Largo by the stage door. And
cool.
It, depending on who the guest would be.
That alley can be creepy.
Oh, yeah, that alley is terrifying. Yeah.
What but alley is not creepy?
Yeah, but that one's got a lot of traffic of people who are not of their right mind.
They just shouldn't make alleys anymore, right?
Yeah, that's the solution.
I think there's some nice alleys.
Like what? Crime alley?
Crime Alley, well, it gave us
Kirstie
Batman.
Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley's Kirstie great.
Alley. Scientologist.
I know. You know, I loved her, though, in the 80s.
I did, too.
Sure.
She was, like, summer so school. Pretty and huge funny crush and on cool. Her. Yes. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
great in summer school.
I loved her on Cheers.
Same.
Loved her on Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Loved her on Cheers.
I loved her on Cheers.
I guess alleys are good for what, Cheers? Deliveries?
We're talking about, that's the top of the list.
Alleys are fine in not major cities.
Wait, you think alleys should be...
I love suburban alleys.
The only reason suburban to have alleys. An alley is in a major city.
New York doesn't have alleys.
It doesn't have alleys?
No. Think about it.
Well, I guess people in New York are just fine blocking streets off
with
by
garbage.
Just parking there. Yeah.
Wait. So.
Yes.
This guy, he was from TMZ, and he would... If I had like a fancy person on my show, he would... Wait in the alley for them to come out of the stage door.
Oh my God.
And then I don't think he was ever successful. I think they always went out the front. But then he would like fucking film me. Like I'm loaded up with equipment, bringing stuff out to my car. It's mortifying. And then like ask me, hey, Paul, what do you think about whatever dumb thing was going on in the news?
Yes. I had one guy follow me at the airport. And he was like, he was actually asking me about comedy, but I was so annoyed.
Oh, shit. I was on TMZ the other day. That just reminded me. Yes, from the airport.
You were in the 30 Mile Zone?
Yes.
What did they ask you
zone?
About?
That's what
TMZ?
It's called?
Yeah. That's how far legally paparazzi has to be or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
They asked me about Between Two Ferns.
Well, I made him go away, and he seemed sad. But I think that what they do is not good.
No, it's gross.
And they've also hurt my feelings.
They're not helping anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's bad. But the guy was nice.
No, the guy was nice too, yeah. Whatever.
He was like,
just do something else with your job. Like, do a different
job. I know. Well, like, just go staff up on a sitcom. If you need money.
Staff up, dude.
Yeah, just staff. I know you don't want to be tied down, you know, for that amount of time. But just staff up for a year. Maybe they'll make you do a 2-year contract. And then you'll be able to develop afterwards.
Maybe they'll ask you if they can cut your balls off.
May I cut your balls off?
And you could say yes or no.
Okay, let's take a break.
It's your prerogative.
Okay.
It's your prerogative. We'll be right back.
Why does everybody gotta cut my balls off? Why can't they just let me sing?
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome back. We're back.
Okay. This is... Okay, it's time for a feature.
Yes.
This one comes from... Ryan Fisher at Sir Rucha.
Hi, Ryan. Sir Rucha, or is it Sriracha?
It's Sir Rucha.
Sir Rucha. Hello, Ryan. Sir Rucha.
Hi, Ryan.
This is the game called One Word Impressions. Someone does an impression of a well-known figure, real or fictional, hashtag real talk or hashtag Mickey Ficky. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Oh, he's saying a real or a fictional. It feels like a Doughboys hashtag situation. If it's real, do hashtag real talk. If it's fiction, do hashtag Mickey Ficky.
We don't. Mickey Ficky is from Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, they would dub it. Yeah, yeah. Right.
You asked that me, I believe we talked about it on this show.
Yes,
before.
It came up.
I don't want a spanking because I was prompted into it, and I felt like you would be.
Okay.
You would be sitting there wondering what we were talking about if I didn't tell you.
Thank you.
You can only say one.
So back off, Shevin. Put your spanking pen away.
Pen.
What did I say?
No, it's just so weird. Oh.
Spanking pen.
We should sell
spanking pen.
It's a weird thing we've accepted
Sharpies
as normal
say,
now into our
spank
lives.
Spank me on them.
Yes.
Okay. But you can only say one word. You can repeat the same word as needed, but no new words. Only shame if nobody guesses. Whoever guesses it gets 2 points. Giver gets one.
Giver gets one.
Giver gets one.
Okay.
I don't get it.
So you just have to say one word. You can say it as many times as you want, but you can't add any more words to your impression.
Right. And you have to sound like the person?
You're doing an impression.
Right. Okay. Great.
Wait, so in order to do this impression, do you have to sound like the person?
What are you drawing? I'm character.
I'm not drawing. No.
I don't like to play golf.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So who's starting?
Whole whispered conversation.
We had a secret moment. Okay. I'll start.
I don't like that secret moment.
I picked up the spanking pen.
Wait, which is the spanking pen?
I don't know.
Is that
any pen is a spanking pen?
That's
you don't
true.
Have a secret pen you use for a spanking pen, do you?
I do.
You do? You
I
creep.
Do. Okay, I'm gonna think of a person.
You probably jerk off to checks.
So you're going to do one word.
Okay, I'm going to do a one word impression, and you have to guess who it is.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Porn.
Hold on.
It's Trump.
Porn.
I'm Trump.
No. The face.
Porn. Porn.
Samantha from Sex and the City?
Porn. Wait, it's the same person?
Porn.
Okay, why would she be saying porn?
Is it Harvey Levin from TMZ?
Why are you stroking your big dick?
Porn.
Yeah, it's someone who's a porn star?
Oh!
Porn.
Someone who likes porn?
Porn.
Someone who's around porn a lot.
Oh my God.
Stormy Daniels? Okay, it's a man because you keep stroking your cock.
Porn. Porn. Oh my
so you're God. Someone who's around porn stars.
I don't understand.
Who's around porn stars all the time? I don't know.
Porn.
Dead?
He's dead.
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
He's undead.
He might be by the time this comes out. So, John Holmes?
Porn.
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah!
Oh. I guess I was thrown by the impression more than anything.
Well, yeah. Okay, Paul gets 2 points and I get one.
All right.
Write it down.
All right, Paul gets 2 points, you get one.
I saw a Playboy bunny drawn on the table, so that's my inspiration.
Okay, should I go now? All right, here we go. Ready? Somebody!
Jim Carrey.
Yep.
I tried to make mine a little tricky. Okay, go.
All right, Paul.
All right. All right. Porn.
Trump.
Porn.
Oh, my God. Bill Maher.
Yes. Okay, now it's just the word porn.
Okay.
All right. It's just the word porn.
You can only say the word porn.
All right, so it's Lauren has 5, Paul has 3, I have 1.
Okay, let me think.
All right.
Okay. It makes it harder.
Mm-hmm. It does make it harder.
Okay. Porn.
Joy Behar.
Porn.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah! Oh!
All right, Lauren has 6. Paul and I have 3. It's my turn.
Okay.
Porn. Porn.
Oh, my God. Who's that guy?
Porn.
It does seem eerily familiar.
Is it a porn. Singer? Is it a singer?
Porn. Porn.
It's Mike not Myers. Unusual.
Yes.
Mike Myers. I was going to say Austin Powers.
Well, you didn't.
Well, you know.
I should have said Austin Powers. Was it really Austin
it
Powers?
It was really Austin Powers.
Well, yeah. That's the character.
Lauren has 6. Paul has 5. I have 4. All right, Paul, your turn. Mm.
Okay. I'm trying to think of somebody.
Mm-hmm. This can tie us up if I get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Porn.
What's his name?
Say again.
Porn.
Werner Herzog?
No. Oh, that's who I was trying to think of.
Porn.
Do the body.
There's not much to it.
Okay.
Porn.
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 Bill Clinton.
Nope.
That would be.
I know.
Porn. Of course. That would be cheating if I didn't do the thumb. Yep.
Porn is hard, by the way. It's a hard word.
We could switch it to somebody.
Switch it to somebody.
The word somebody.
Yeah,
somebody
like I did.
Stop me, yeah.
Say somebody stop me.
I forgot that. Happened.
Say somebody stop me as this
it's
person.
It's going to be one word, though.
But that's okay. We're not going to
oh,
get
is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay. We're changing it because no one's going to get it.
Okay, come on.
Say somebody stop me.
Somebody stop me.
Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Tied us all up.
Okay, wait. There's still more time.
6-6-6.
Ooh, the devil's game.
Should we stop there?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm frightened
scared.
Right now.
This is like a seance.
All right, one more round and we'll see where we're at.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just going to say somebody.
Somebody, okay.
And then if I have to, I'll add stop me. Somebody!
Grover?
Somebody!
Judy Tenuta?
Somebody?
Miss Piggy?
Yeah. Oh.
It worked as an impression for everyone with that voice.
Yeah.
It was almost a Yoda.
Wow. Okay,
stop
my
me,
turn.
Somebody?
Okay.
Somebody draw the mask, but it's Yoda's face. Doing stop me somebody.
All right.
Somebody. Al Pacino.
Yes.
Oh, this is good. Okay.
All right.
Oh, this is good. Oh, it's me.
Paul, Paul, you have 10.
I hit my kneecap.
Oh my God.
Paul, you have 10. Lauren and I have 7. There's no way for either of us to win. You've won already.
That's...
So go ahead and do it, and we'll fight for second. Lauren and I will fight for second.
Okay.
All right.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun game.
You're going to say somebody?
I'm going to say somebody. I have to pick a voice. I have to pick a person.
Pick somebody,
a
say somebody.
A well-known figure.
Pick somebody, say somebody.
That's what they, that's the
that's what this. Sign. That's what this feature should be called.
Pick somebody,
say somebody.
Pick somebody, say somebody.
Pick somebody, say somebody.
That's good. That's
pick
good.
Somebody, say somebody. Pick somebody, say somebody. Jeep, jeep, jeep.
It's tough because I keep thinking of very easy people.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit.
You want a challenge? You want a challenge?
Yeah, and then we'll expand it to somebody stop me if we can't get it.
Okay.
Pick somebody, say somebody, pick somebody. Stop me.
Pick somebody, say somebody, parentheses, stop me, end parentheses.
Somebody.
Charlton Heston.
No. Somebody.
Are you James Spader?
No.
Okay.
Somebody.
James Spader would be.
Oh, somebody.
doing Ultron.
Like, yeah, I heard. Yeah, Scott did a very good James Spader's Ultron impression.
Because I had just watched Ultron and I had a cold, and I was like, "Oh, I can talk like this," but that, but only for that day, I think, because I can't do it anymore.
How about that guy in The Bachelor, Jason, who like is?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, but his nose needs to be
broken.
I'll do
blown
it.
Blown or like dug out or something.
Blown away.
Because he'll be like this. He'll be like. I'll just make up something he said, like,
Somebody stop me.
He's like, somebody stop me.
Ew, like Tony Soprano.
It's just crazy. Somebody. I'm like, get in there. Do something.
Get in there.
Get in there. Dig it out. I do mean, some excavation. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Somebody.
Say somebody stop me now.
Somebody stop me.
Oof. Wilford Brimley?
No.
But close. Don Amici? No. What, someone in the Cocoon cast?
No, no one from the Cocooniverse.
Okay. Delamitri?
Delamitri.
It was Delamitri.
Somebody stop me. Somebody stop me. So,
you'll never. You'll never get it.
I can't get it?
I don't think.
Give
me initials.
Initials, yeah.
GK.
GK.
George Clooney.
Louis GK.
It's his brother. His parents just chose a different initial.
Different initial.
Louis E.K.? Louis P.K.
George Knight.
No.
I don't know.
George?
Is the guy from Grey's Anatomy?
Is George the
George Knight or the basketball TK coach? Somebody.
Greg Kinnear.
No.
That doesn't sound like
George?
No.
Greg?
No.
Giles?
No. Grant?
Weirdly closer. No.
Giffen?
Giffen?
I don't know.
You're so close.
Who is it?
Is it GA?
No, GK.
No, but I'm saying the
yes, it is GA.
GA?
Gavin.
No.
Garland.
No.
Gal?
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
No, no.
Is it GAB?
No.
GAC?
No.
GAD?
Nope.
GAE? GAF?
No.
GAG?
Just keep going and I'll let you know
what GHIJKLMNOPQR. R? Grant?
Gar. Not Grant.
GAR. Garland?
Garfield?
Garfield? Garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
It was garbage.
Garbage. Gargoyle. Gargoyle.
GARA.
No.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, R?
Garrett. Garrison Keillor.
Yes.
Oh, I don't feel
disgraced
good.
Disgraced Garrison Keillor.
Disgraced Garrison Keillor.
Lauren.
Almost had to throw out a book of poetry compiled by him.
And they did.
Lauren, you won second place. I'm third.
All right.
Congratulations, and congratulations to Paul.
Congratulations to all of us.
It feels really good to come in second. I want to make a speech. Shevin,
cue the music.
This couldn't have been possible without you. Please.
Cue the music, please. Bop, please. Yeah, please.
This will be our song for all speeches.
I just want to say thanks to everyone. Thank you so much.
I
want
to say, by the way, thank you to everyone about the carrots thing.
I want to say
vindication.
Thank you guys
really
so much for sending the suggestion
everyone.
Of the game. We loved playing the game.
We loved playing the game, but I loved being right about carrots even more.
And I also loved coming in second. I feel really cool.
I don't mind the third because I came in first when it comes to the carrots thing. Dance, Shevin, dance.
Yeah, dance.
Dance.
No, like you mean it.
Dance and sing.
Dance like you're at a club.
Dance and sing.
Dance like you're at a club trying
squat.
To impress somebody.
Stand, squat.
He's not doing any of the things we commanded him to do.
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye. I got new rules that count him. I got new rules that count him.
I got a 7 to myself.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches.
But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.